나왔니 양미.
오르다정고로전수잡다 조메바데라마담베잡제도이트마메바라사사신저수조 제원이 들어덤제도너와마바라지수수모수 주소덤제지베제아와로겐게레드베두제지 성인진내제배동하와전공라매자라그소도로에게달로다내진게좀더더메게나로어근제저게저성바통제게도덕이주동도원래서단루와남근타단양배심진담제조배산제제공방름보제라고바르사 대체도 담배줄라 조삼곰솜지 조마라사오냐비 삼바산주조도 도제방원도단대선바리조
So, before beginning then, please give rise to the bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings who have to be delivered to the state of supreme enlightenment. And in order to establish them on that level, then I will listen, reflect, and meditate on the holy, the true Dharma.
Tela dene chunyebe kabso chunyebe kabjo kunong dam kunju kunju ni di kita karichimbore.
And when one comes to listen to Dharma, then the one's kunlong and one's kuncho are both very important. That's the driving force or motivating force, and the the conduct, one's
conduct.
So that if we have proper motivation and proper conduct as we listen to Dharma, then as we're listening to Dharma, then we accumulate sonam tsok, and the listening to Dharma becomes the cause of our reaching supreme enlightenment.
The kunong dong kunju ya bo ma jong na chun yin be kap su de ba sa ba yang yong gre.
And if one, as one's listening to Dharma, one's motivation and one's conduct is not good, then while we're listening to Dharma, then we can actually be accumulating negative karma. Dikta.
Yum zin te ni la tin te kunong dong kunju ya bo ju ju te te ni che da gu ba chen bo re.
So therefore, it's very important when listening to Dharma to have the right motivation and the right conduct.
The kunong te kadere sano sambaja cheva san juk sen ju kunong ta thabja cheva san wangha ju kunong nire.
And as far as the kunlong is concerned, the motivating force, there can be the Mahayana bodhicitta motivation or the thabja cheva.
Sambaja cheva san juk sen ju kunong.
Yeah. So it's the Sambhajachya, the great thinking of the Mahayana, or the Tabjachya.
Sambhajachya was Sanju Sinju Kono. Sambhajachya Tam Kono Sijete, same just Samu Tonya
Teres.
Oh, then it is Sayota. Chetan Kono Doku Nisidu Kono Sijete, same just Samu Tonya Teres.
He did say, yeah.
Sela Kono de la Sambhajachya was Sanju Sinju Kono, Tabjachya was Samu Majikono Nires.
So the other kunlong is that of the Vajrayana, which is called Tabja Chewa, which is the vast or extensive means, Tab.
The Sambhajja Chewa Sanju Senju Kunlong De Simchen Tabju Zobu Sanje Ju Kumbhalong Kobarasa. The Ichi Do Tambu Chu Samu Nyingi In Sambhate Sanju Senju Kunlong De Sambhajja Chewa.
So that the Sambhajachewa, the big thinking, or vast thinking of the Mahayana, or the Bodhisattva, is to think that one is listening to the Dharma for the sake of all sentient beings, to bring them all to enlightenment, not just oneself, which would be small thinking, but all sentient beings, which is big thinking.
Te tab jawa jachewa sanwa nga ju kulon te kasa ngoma ngay sa ji kiwa yin chiran so la, fuson so pa nga tar sartate takpa nawa landu se ya tela thap ja che wa sa wa nga ji kun long se
and the mantra on kunlong or motivating force is to listen to dhamma with the saltap clearly visualizing the punsun sopanga the five complete and perfect things that he explained before
then thap ja che wa sa wa nga ji kun long go ne chu nyen ba yin na sa na ge nyam ne nyam bo yong go yo
bare so if we listen to dhamma if we listen to dhamma remembering these five punsun nga then as we're listening to dhamma then we can also be practicing the vajrayana
karre sena sanga ka kapso sanga ka kapso la yi jing gor de zo gong de ta ba na ba jin je ma da ba na wa de le lo ba ta ba na wa ji gong gu yo
ba because in the vajrayana the method is to replace the ordinary appearances by the or impure appearances by the pure appearances of the pure land and so on
kandere sena pena kamba ya ye kan long gom ba ta rang lu ye dam la long gom la so pa
So that one meditates on the room as being the Buddha palace and the one's body as being the body of the deity and so on.
Then I tapja cheva se je de kare na sanga dorje thipa la cho jo ba da de ba sa jang la so be tapja chebo tap mangbo yo.
And the reason why it's called tapja cheva the Vajrayana way of practicing is because there are many different tab, many different methods or means for accumulating positive karma and for purifying the veils. So that the Vajrayana has a speciality of having many means, very profound means and very quick means. So that if we can saltap, if we can visualize clearly like this, as we're listening to the Dhamma, then we can be practicing simultaneously the Vajrayana path as well as listening to Dhamma.
Pena chunyin ba ka su chun che ba po ti ni yang ba yang da kor gong ran ni yang ba yang kor gong de ne chu te te ba chen bu chun ba chi san ba yin na pena yang ba yang gong de se ba de chi gua yong yo re
so that if for example we're meditating on the lama as being manjushri and ourselves in the form of manjushri at the time of listening to the sound of the dhamma then it's the same as doing a manjushri kind of meditation jami yang ki gong de
Jambi yang gomde di cebarwa. Jambi yang gomde di kapsu kan dia gomgo gitu. Cuma ni berkapsu dia tak ingin gomde jambi yang gomde nak yang gerwa. Dia cerang so, ini tin tu sang ya begin aku beri. Jadi sekarang betul. Tidak
ingat
yang aku masuk. Drama itu tunggu mara am jok. Kenapa? Tak,
ingat
yang tiket dan tanggung temple Then Jamba Yang Gomba Capsa Daki than the Jamba Yang Gongorova. The Chunyam becomes a ten and Yangona, Penanga Chimbus in a Chimbuyangre.
So he said that if we meditate like this on the form of Manjushri ourselves and the Lama in front of us, then it's a very strong blessing as we are listening to Dhamma. It's very effective. Gomte, he said Gomte, which was, it would be like a Manjushri meditation plus the recitation. Te is referring to the recitation.
Te pindo chenpo yunya te karre se na semje ne lok de hing yungbo te tamje le chape junsen je nyoba te yungre. Jambi yang lang gom na pindo sinam ten yog le la gres. Hako zon?
Kana se na ngasa samar de shi nyingbo yu.
Ngasu chu kebe kapso tanda kapta wa yi na
And the reason why this method is effective. It's not that we think of the Lama as Manjushri and ourselves as Manjushri because we think we're very special and that we're very special disciples in Lama that are really Manjushri. It's because we recognize the fact that all sentient beings have the Deshik Nimbo, and therefore that blessing of Manjushri can enter all of us, like all sentient beings. So therefore, this is where the effectiveness of this method comes from.
So
this is the same, for example, when we're doing a ritual or something using a toma of tampa, a lump of tampa. And it's when we do the meditation, then we think that the blessing of the deity enters this lump of tampa, that it's the migten, it's the base on which we're the blessing is focusing or is entering. And because of that, it has a special blessing. It's not that we think that this lump of tampa has any special power of its own. It's not special. So it's through this piece of tampa that the blessing is able to enter us. But it's not that the tampa itself is anything special.
No, to look over languages. Tere mato ya, chuching in Laman Jambayan and Gong Goreside, Tanda chuching in the Naran into Kuran Jambayan, Gong Setachimbo into the Saint of Santa, do some not on the notaries.
So that if when the Lama says that you have to visualize and think of as him as being Manjushri while he's.
Dorma Lal Gomadahores.
Yeah. While he's teaching, we'd make a. it would be a big mistake if we thought that was because he was saying he was something special. He said it's just like it's just like when you think that the Toma is a deity. It's just like in the same
sense.
So that if one can meditate like this, that the Lama is Manjushri as we're listening to the Dhamma, then it creates a very good tendril, a very good connection for, and it has a good, very good effect. So it's like when you want to watch television, you have to sit down in front of a little box. Is it where it can shine? So that if we want our listening to Dhamma to become really the means for our accumulating positive karma and reaching Buddhahood, then it's very important to consider these two kinds of, to have these two kinds of kunlong, a motivating force because,
yeah.
And the conduct is referring to the conduct of body and speech as we're listening to Dhamma. Which means that as we're listening to Dhamma, we should give up the not good conduct of body and speech and practice the good conduct. So he's explaining again, as he explained the other day, that while we listen to Dhamma, then we should compose ourselves similarly to when we're meditating with our back straight and so on.
And that's
just telling us in short about the kuncho, the right conduct as we're listening to Dhamma, and he'll be explaining it in more detail as time goes on.
Root text, 25 back page. Last second line. Second to last line. The fourth line. From the top.
Dashin Shi Ching Ubo. Dashin Shi Ching Ubo. Verse 197. By my numbering. And by Caroline's numbering. Yes. But oh, we're different. No, we're the same. Dashin Chipcha.
Yadanyana.
I always go by yours being the same and it works.
This one.
This one.
Acha, Boda Acha. Tana got Tawan Sajin don't Tawan. Ah. The dog is Elena Chison. The dog is Elena. Dadan Yinje, he's a mobo. Dungaji den, but number going to rang Hibadan. Yinje Hibaranzepe. Pape demba ye ton. Ranga monsum than zen yin la ton teni dembarasum besel. Transong chambu zobe sanjena. Gejon tang tramze la sobe. Jenkor kangdong, tambu chusum ba la, toba meba yoko. Here's our song then. Da tongs, yin jes, da da yin, da dang, da tang. Yinje Dagi Hibara Savadan, Yinji Hibara Sava, Savate, Da Yinje. He's a move of the Carolina, Ta Donga Hibara Sava, Kunjong Pamara Sava, Gopang on the Savalan, Jila Temba, Temba Sava Yero, Temba Yet. He's a Panza Donga Hibara Sava. Gopang on the Savalan, Jila Temba Sava Yet. Then you do Dada Yinje. Dagi Hibar Savadan, Yinji Hibar Sav, Mobo the Carres and Dongaji Dembares. Dongaji Demba the Higo Yerova, Kova Dongaim Higore, Dongaji Demba. Here's a Mobo, Kan Hibar Sav, Mobo the Carres and Dongaji Dembares, Dongaji Demba. Donga Dese Cojeta, then Sem Kunzum Trooper Wang to send Demba Yepe Dembas. Dongaji Demba, number coindos, two down number coindo. Rangi Hibara, Rangi Hiba Dongaji Demba.
Number she, number Kund
Dongaji Demba Sido.
Number
Dongaji Demba.
Number Kund.
Number Kundo, Tuda Number Kundo. Tumba Sanjay Rangi Hibatan, Tumba Sanjay Rani J. Hibaran Zesimbara, Rangi Hibatan. Rangi Hisainte, Rangi Hibaton, the Yinji Hibaran Zeba says. Yinji Hibaran Zeba Sertans, Dungaji debate, Rangi he sent a yenda non, he burns a tap to burns a set on. Rangi Japan's and Mubos, Rangi Panza, Tang, Yin Japan's and Mubo the Carrizana, Panza Mubo de Kunjon de Barre. That Dungaji, his and Mubo Dungaji de Barre, his and Mubo Dunga de Jute Carrizana, Panza Mubo Kunjon led a new Mumbater. Panza Mubo Kunjon led Kunjonga de Bate, Kunjon led a new Mumbate, to Ambassanje Rani J, then Pawa Rani J, Rangi Pawa Tanse, Rani Jeta. Kunjung leda nyumbang baca wanim, cuma baca tu je bapang simbar awam, rangge pawan zeba tang, rangge pawan simbar, tang tu mazie, yin pawa langgu, beran zeba sese, tapi yang dah cang, kunjung leda nyumbang bate, masa kunjung leda nyumbang bate, hisa donga je dembe, jauhin beran cinte, hisa donga je donga pawa sese sedo, masa Hisa teni jijio, hisa dunga demba teni jijio, panza kunjong demba teni, yena pawar zebe, pawar zebe, tapton bar zebe. Tapton de pawar lango bar zebe seta. Dada yin de tembar sabate karasana, sor nyansu lin lang de tembar sabate. Dada dag tembar sabate, yin de tembar sabate karasana, tenza de lange dembar. Tenza lanji demba te rangi temba tanse. Tumba sanje rangi je lanji demba de ten de lam thar semba rewa. Ta lanji demba thar semba te sanje je tene ta dhondo pandon, pandon thar semba te re te. Kunjong demba rangi pangwa pangba tanse. Rangi kunjong leda nyumma ba. Numaro, ode temba rasawa lanji demba te ni rangi temba. Temba tanda maze, but lanja demba tarsende, tapando lan tarsende, mulop lan tops on rawa, ranga temba tang. Ranga temba tanda maze, yin la tindu jupan zeta says, yin la tindu jupan zeta says, yin la temba tela yana, tepa chembo, bache dang, yana sana, bache kona tingore mazon bar, simjin, wangbo, tamadan, denda, wangbo rabnala, gongde. Then you took it by Ranger, you took by Tipa, Chimbo, Tipa, and by Mango Song Day, then Timber Zed in Jubare. They took about Zed Jubate, Lange Cubs or some Ninja Chimbo Gomba Toby, David Cubs or Simjin La Pimba Lam, not to by the Don Zichere. They did, Master Tanda, some Ninja Sanju, you send the Gongo Yere, they go about in Yuma Sanja of Casa, Tene, the Doanal Tene, Tanda, Lante in the Jubet. Treated angry. Die ye tend to your one zeta set. Randa yinja tobs are lana mebas, a ranga tobar sava, the yinja tobar sava, tobs are lana meba. Go good dambas. Hindu tama meba. Hindu tama meba, rub the tama meba. Rangi tobar zeba dance, then go by tantage and tart over top and go by tarsing by tobs over what? Ranga toba down. Rang and Goba Yanta by the top saint, Yenda Latine Mateba Maeba, Yi Ji Jangs, Tobar and Zed and Jugosena, Yenda Nalaja, Tobar and Zed and Jugosena, Parba Demba Ye Baba Demba Ye Rang and Wilson Do Zene Yenda La Don't any Demba Songa says, Parba Demba Ye Bode Rang and Wilson Do Zed and Wondon Zene, Yenda La. Dembar yang dapat sumber ser. Tengi jisen na transong cembos, trangbu lamzang la tengi trangbu kawang la ikipe transong cembos zuk sange nam, gejong dang, tamze laso be cingkor, korje cingkor kangdo yang, tambe cu sumber la thoba mepan jukos. Dalam tajur kona transong cembos yang dapat zuk sange cium tengi cujin. Transit the Gajon song, Koji Jingojin on the Tamba Chusumbala, Toba Mite, then by Yerangan was on the Zete, Doza Yin a Te, then by Yantabar Song the Serres, then by Yer, then by Yantabar Song De, then Conga, Tanda Jumping Ye, then say Yet a Tangerine. Oh, yeah.
Tinsik ni yore ba?
Ha?
Tinsik ni yore ba?
Kare.
Tinsik, yan cha chik tinsik kandala? Cho chen, dansan chen
ma? Ta tangpo chera ma jor cho ba. Ta jor kore ni ten ngay lakwa. Tangpo chera chik di jor.
Sorry. Okay. Right, so what we have in effect is the... we've come to this section on the four fearlessnesses, which were the way the Buddha can stand in any assembly and speak the Dharma fearlessly. And there were three headings, and the third one was the second one, I think, aren't we?
Yeah.
Which is the expanded explanation of their function. Yeah, of the function of each of these four fearlessnesses. And roughly the translation is, because he knows and makes known all the things that should be known to himself and others, and this is referring to the first noble truth of suffering, and because he has relinquishment and causes others to relinquish that which is to be relinquished, that's referring to the noble truth of the cause of suffering, which is karma and the klesha, and because of having recourse to what is to be resorted to, this is referring to the path, the third noble truth, and because he has attained and causes others to attain the extremely immaculate supreme attainment, which is referring to the fourth noble truth of cessation, what he speaks is the truth concerning the welfare of self and others. So wherever he may be, the Rishi goes unchallenged. And then going through word by word. Dedagi cheleni. There, chele is function. So the function of these four fearlessnesses. Dagdan shen chishecha mubu. This is in the root itself. And then the shichi ngobo is the thing that is to be known. Like ngobo is the thing itself, and the shichawa is the thing to be known. And then it's qualified in the commentary as being the dungal chidemba, the truth of suffering. And then in the root you've got nampa kuntu, and Rinpoche says that means at all times, duda nampa kuntu. A Rangki Shepa, so he knows himself, and Shenchi Shepa Zepiche, and he makes others to know, because he makes others to know. I think that's quite clear. Shenchi Shepa, Zepa is to do, is to make others know. So that's the first one, the first reason. The thing that is to be known by himself and others. The thing that is to be known, well, in known of self and others. Well, it doesn't make sense in English to say of.
I think it's taken as a noun.
Yeah.
Sheja is as a noun.
Yeah.
Sheja of da ancient.
So what does that mean?
The thing that is to be known, which is the first noble truth.
You can use cheta also, it's the same meaning.
That
which should be known.
That one should know. One should know oneself, and what others should also know.
That which is to know.
What's the problem?
If it's a noun, then...
Sheja, I mean, sheja is a noun.
Here. Yeah.
That which
should
be known of one of
itself. That which is to be known of self, yeah. And other.
No.
You can change it, but it makes no difference.
It's just a matter of grammar. In English, you can't really say, if you say of, it gives a wrong meaning. You have to say by. No, but it gives the wrong meaning if you say off.
It says off, yeah.
Yeah, but in earth, because of the grammatical structure, you would say like that, shechi. What shechi? The shechi of oneself. The thing that one has to know oneself.
It's okay.
Come on, keep going.
Keep going.
Shenchi Shepazabajan. So first, I mean, the first one is Doug, that he knows it himself, and the second one is that he makes others know. It means like that. And then it carries on with the next one, the same.
His knowledge and others' knowledge.
The thing that is to be known by himself and is known by himself, the thing is to, he's got to make others know.
If you say by, it's okay.
Yeah. So then the next one is the second noble truth, Rang and Shen, Chi, Bangcha, the thing that is to be given up. One's own thing to be given up. There you are. That's grammatically right. One's own thing to be given up and others' thing to be given up is the and Ngobo is the same. The actual thing is actually the cha and the Ngobo mean the same thing in the end, don't they?
Pardon?
She cha Ngobo. It's just repeating, isn't it? She chi Ngobo.
Yes.
And
it's commentary.
Yeah. No, it's not. They're both in the root. Bang Ngobo. Then Kunjunki Denba, that's the second noble truth of the cause, which is the cause of suffering, which refers to karma and the klesha. And Rangi Bangwa as given up by oneself, and Shen Bangwala Kurpa Zepiche, because he establishes others, Kurpa to establish others in the giving up of it. And then the third noble truth is dealt with next. Dagdang Shenji Tempa Chawala Chawa Lamchi Denba. So Tencha is the thing to be resorted to, which is Tencha is in the root, and then it's qualified in the commentary as Lamchi Denba, the truth of the path. Yeah. Then Rangi Tempa Dang Shen Tenta Jukpa Zepa. So that he has, Rinpoche qualified this, it's not that he has resorted to it, but he has completely touched, you know, he's completely brought it to the ultimate. And in the root, I think it doesn't mention it twice, it just mentions the one-time Tempa. But it's understood that he has reached it himself, and he makes others to resort to it or have recourse to the path. Shen ten to jukpa. Jukpa is like to make enter, jukpa zepa. He makes others enter into having recourse to it, which is the Rinpoche expanded it a bit, saying he makes them enter into whichever vehicle is most suitable for them. And then he said that this being able to make others enter into the path was a result of having compassion on the path oneself as one was practicing. And the fruit of that is that when one reaches Buddhahood, one has the power to make others enter the path. Then Rangdan Shenchi Topcha Lane Gotten Shintujima Mepa Rangki Tobadang. So now we come to the fourth noble truth, that the thing to be attained, one's own thing to be obtained, and the thing for others to be attained, is the lame shintajime. In the root, it's only got shintajime, the very stainlessness, which is qualified in the commentary as the gokpi denpa, lame gokpi denpa, the insurpassable truth of cessation, which is shintajime, which is very stainless. And this Rangi Toba, this he has obtained, and Shenji Chang Toba Zetu Jukpa, he also makes others obtain it. Shenji Chang also Toba Zetu Jukpa. So, Zetu Jukpa, I think,
yeah,
you don't need to translate extra. Yeah, so the Zetu Jukpa is, it just makes one expression, he makes them do it. Pichina, so these are the four reasons for saying that Padpe Denpa Shi Yi Dun Ranking Onsen to Zen Shen La Dun Den Yi Denpa Sungbi Chir. So in fact this next reason sums up the four reasons that went before. Padpe Denpa Shi, the Four Noble Truths, Dun Shi Yi Dun, the point or the meaning of the Four Noble Truths, Ranking Onsen to Zen, having actualized them oneself, nonsum to zepa, to actualize, to make it actually realized or manifest. Having done that, ne, shenle den den ni denpa sumbiche, to say to others, shenle den den ni denpa, this meaning itself is the truth, sumba, to say that. So because he says this, that this is really the truth, these four noble truths, and the reason why he says it is because he both realizes it himself and he shows it to others, then Drangsong Chenpo, Zopi Sanjin Nam, Gejo Dan Tamze, Lasopi, Gejung, sorry, Gejung Dan Tamze, Lasopi Chilko, Kangtuang Dampi Chio Sungpa, La Topa Mepa Juko. The great Rishi, Drangsong Chenpo, which is referring to the Buddha, Zopi Sanje. In the root, you've just got the Drangsong, which in the commentary is expanded as being the Buddha, the complete and perfect Buddha. And he teaches in the assembly, in the Chilko of the Gejong. Gejong are the... Shramanas. And the Damsa are the Brahmins. Tamze. Sorry. Tamze. etc. Lasopi. Chilko. Chilko is just an assembly, isn't it, Tempala?
Yes.
So Kangtuang, wherever... You've just got Kangtuang in the root, so it's expanded in the commentary as being the in any assembly of the Shramanas or the Brahmins and so on. Dampi Chö Sungbala, in the speaking of the Dharma, the true Dharma, he engages, Drukpa engages Tokpa Mepa. That's literally unobstructed, which here can be understood as unchallenged, like he's unchallenged by any in the assembly. Is that clear enough? Right?
Ta ta jo to ko na ran yin tun den son se tang son kang dong to ba mi. Ta de se se kang ba jik di la ta jo jo ko na chu jin do za ten zi song ga ten yo re. Tang song Transong hiba kazu chujin di tembare. Transong jembo zoba sanje chumdi de nam chujin. Zoba sanje nam chujin. Gejo da transi laso ban korji jingur kando yang tambe chusung bala toba me de. Pabit demba ye tung. Rang ngun som den zene. Yin la tung de. Denbar sungbise. Dor du na, deshe, tsa wang de sen, tansong yang daba zoba sanji jomdi de nang chujin. Chu sungba la kangdo yang tokba mi de, rang yin je tong, denbar sungbise. Rang yin je tong de ni, denbar sungbise.
So just putting it in the form of an argument, you've got the great Rishi, the Buddha, is the Chochen. And then the thing to be proved, or the predicate, is that he is unchallenged wherever he goes teaching the Dharma. He's unchallenged in the teaching of the Dharma. And the reason is because he has himself actualized the Four Noble Truths and teaches them to others. And then he's actualized them himself, And therefore he says to others that this is the truth. And if you look at the root, you've got simply the words as the reason being Rang Shen Dun Den Sung Jie, that he speaks the truth of himself and others. So what do you think? Okay.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Then they know. Sumbas. Kebalong won't do things, lady, but he being ever said. That's Sumbati. Sumbanes. Sumba caressena. That being ever said. Being ever said. Sumba being ever said. Rida wang bo jetar na tar tang jing mi. Rida nam la tok ba me bar jo batar. Tegin tsuna tuba wang bo singe yang. Ling ne tu mi ten bazar dan den bar ne chi sa wa song de. Hi song de. Jetar na rida je wang bo. Am rida je jar bo singe. Na je. Thar, na jen thar ta do jikta me par ne jen, jikta me jen. Rida singe main ba, rida yin nam la, trakwa me pam, jikta me par jova. Te tar do, te tar, jova tar, te jen do, te jen do am te dan drawa. Gejong da tamzi la sopa, korje jingorje, soje nana, tomba tupo wambo, meye singe, yang, jigba mebam, jigba mebam, yumba mebar, ligbar yang dagbar nikin. Simjin yidang, rani, manyabar zikwes, the zobe sanje jukombang. Simjin yin dans, deni pa kata jepa pang simbe, ta rani zobu sanjera tindu, simjin yin nam dans, sang majib simjin yin nam dans, sanje rani, namba kondo, manyamba zipi yin la tuba mepatan. Tingin zin temba dans, tingin zin jun to temba ta, mare pa kaje, da jomba nam la yepe, mare pa kaje sali garbe. Sadan de Bernesos. Oh, yeah.
So, now we come to the third heading concerning the four fearlessnesses, which was confirmation by means of example. And the example is the lion in the forest who goes unchallenged. And Ridakchi Wombo. In the root, one has simply Ridak Chiwombo, the mighty one of wild animals. Ridak is wild animals. And here it's qualified in the root as a Sengi, the lion. And Nakchitar, so Nak is a forest, and Tar is like the edges, or the, yeah. And Taktu, always, Jigpa Mepa, is fearlessly, or fearless. And this is almost completely just the root. There's hardly any commentary here at all. Rida Shen Nam, the other wild animals, La Trakpa Mepa Juwata, the other wild animals don't fear him, Trakpa Mepa. Oh no, fearless of. He's not afraid of, sorry. He's not afraid of the other wild animals. And Juwa, is like the movement, he moves. He moves in the forest, fearless of the other animals. He ever moves... What's that translation?
He moves.
Like the king of the beasts who, to the ends of the forest, is ever without fear, roams fearless of other beasts. So also the lion-like, mightiest of munis, stands erect in any assembly, with prowess, self-reliant and firm. So addition to Kochi Soki Nanna, addition to likewise, in the surrounding Kochi or the assembly that surrounds him, Chi Nanna in Tobi Wombo, the great Muni, which is referring to the Buddha, the Mi Singi, the human lion, the lion-like man, Yang, also Jigpa Mepa, Lekpa Neshing, he stands upright, he stands well, Lekpa is well, Nepa Nepa. So he stands well, fearlessly, and Semjian Shendam Rangi Minyampa Zigpe, Zigpe, by seeing that Semjian Shen, other beings, and Rang Yi himself are Minyampa, are not equal, he's Shen La Terpa Mepa, he doesn't rely on others, he doesn't have regard to others. In other words, he's self-reliant. And Tingazin Tenpadang, Tingazin is seeing that others are not equal to him. And then Tingazin Tenpa, his samadhi is stable, and Marik Pachachi Sale Galwe, since he is Galwe, he is over the level, Sa, of the Marik Pacha, which is the, what do you call them? The traces of ignorance that are left on the level of an Arahat and so on. Since these are, he's over these, he is Tsal, which is like he's a, he has prowess. Prowess. Mastery, prowess. Tsal. Tsal Dandemba. P-R-O-W-E-S-S. He's like, it's like mastery or prowess, isn't it? It's the same. But it means that he has this prowess because he has passed over this level of the subtle traces, which are the most difficult thing to overcome. It's explained again later. So that he stands like this, like a lion, self-reliant, firm, and I think firm, yeah, for timber, with prowess. Danny? Is that clear enough?
Yeah, I didn't pick up the four adjectives. I mean, from the root.
Terme? Terme? Ten? There are three adjectives. Oh, no, lekne is one. Yes. Lekne is one, terme is one, ten is one, and sal is one. Doesn't that mean the same?
They're very similar.
Yeah. And tepame is to not to look to others, isn't it?
Not to rely.
Tepame is to not rely.
Not
to depend, yeah.
Not to depend.
Like temper.
Huh?
Like
temper. Temper is... Yeah, like it's almost...
It's like temper or like...
Temper jansin. Temper
like what? Ralepa. Ralepa mepa. So it's Ralepa Mepa.
Shen the Ralepa
Legimare. Shen the Ralepa Gimare. Tepa Mepa. Shen the Ralepa Gimare.
Temu Gupa Kata.
Yes. Yeah, Temu Gupa.
Yin a Temu.
Not. Not.
It's independent.
Independent,
yeah.
Yes.
Tepa Mepa. Tepa Mepa.
Rely on. He doesn't have to rely on.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to get support from others.
Prowess.
That's a skill.
Skill, yeah. It's not, I think prowess is rather stronger. It gives the idea that you've... Yeah, prowess like mastery. Isn't it? It's more like mastery here.
Skillful and bravery also sometimes.
Brave, yeah. That's right. Tempo also was saying that it had this idea of braveness in it, which prowess has that idea.
So he has crossed the Maripakcha's level.
Tsaldan.
Has killed.
Tsaldan did. Tsalchenbu Yapa.
Tsalchenbu Yapa, yeah. Tsalchenbu Yapa. Well, I thought prowess had both the idea of strength and of skill. That's why I chose it.
Yeah. ตอมบะซานเจจิมเจกไปเยติเฮซิมบะเรเตตันตะตอมบะซานเจจิจิตันยินติเจบะกะเรตันตะดวยเจนอมกะโลบะซานเจจอมดินเตเตเนเซนซัมบุซุนจุซานยิตัมเปเซซัมบุจิจิเจบะโอตะเวเซนโทบะกุจินนานจะเนจินกันนามันดิปัลลาตวนจะเนงุบุดุเจซุโทบะเมบะนานลารังเยเมบะเมลงนงนุซุนิชะระวะตาโว
でね、王者類類、ひんひんぐらいにんじん。もうそんどさだばるぞ。てんときにだ。あ、てんときにだ。まずね。いやいや。あ、てんにおさちこれ。まり、さんもしゅねえねん、どんどんどんどん。あ、止めてもやや。ただ、かんね。ただ、とんで、でてけばかぶれ。てんどんがそごんで、とんばさんじん、どんじんなんか、とんばさんじんごんごれ。 So that now we finished this section on the powers, the fearlessnesses of the Buddha, then we meditate on the form of the Buddha in front of us.
The Tomba Sanji Jukoteyan, Sen Zambo Sumjo, Peze Zambo Jiji Jembaso, Dona, Tomba Sanji Jukote, Ola Tsuktorso, Sen, Sen Dan Peze Jijemba, Nanaran Yemba.
So we should meditate on him having the 32 marks and the, what are the other, how many?
80
secondary marks here. And that he's appearing very clearly with all these marks and signs, and his it's clear like a reflection in a mirror.
Good day,
นาจะนี่จิงกัลโปนาลักกอมบะกัปนาจะตองชะนี่อยู่บะเรนาจะสิจิตสารวะชะเตเรตองชะสิจิตเตเดมรังยิงจะมาดุบะชะตองนี่จิชะเตเดนดุนาจะนี่จิงกัลโปตะนาโปโซกะเยชะเฮตโซมันดิปะโซโซสารวะสารวะกงกุเรส So that when we are visualizing, always there are the two aspects. There's the clear aspect and the void aspect. Like the clearly visualizing, the details of the visualization is the clear aspect, and then the this being by nature voidness is the void aspect. So that the clear aspect would be like to see the eyes. The black and white of the eyes.
Even the black.
Or even the black and white of the eyes should be
also
very.
Also not mixed.
Yeah, should be clearly, not mixed, yeah. Not merged. Yeah.
Then ya, juju, jeta na cha ne ching kana mandi pa gong gore ti ya kap kap so, pa na cha sab tam na sab matha pa sentro onwa chun biyongre ti kap so, then doy doy, tando sanje ta la kande je gong na je kware.
And then sometimes when we try to visualize, it doesn't come to our mind, and our mind becomes very disturbed by trying to visualize, or the mind is very disturbed, so one can't visualize. At that time, it is sufficient, and it's the same, to think that really the Buddha is there in front of us, and to pray to him as being really there, and have very firm belief and faith that he's there.
Then Tong Jan is on Mubo Duke, so Mubo and Duke, Duke and Dord and Hadata will run into Tramaba Tomba.
And
it's
like clear light, voidness, it's not made of any material substances like
Tondo, Satong Yen Meba, Mandong Yen Meba.
So we have to meditate like this, the simultaneous clarity and voidness, or voidness and clarity, inseparable.
Nādōng yēnmī tāng, sābōng yēnmī jī pētē, mēlōng nāng nā zōng nī hiār wā tāwa, chūnāng nā dāwa hiār wā tāwa, nāng kēn jā tōng tāwa, gōng gō rēs.
And the examples of how it's clear and yet void, the reflection in a mirror, or the moon reflected in the water, or a rainbow.
They are not doing it by Yimbala, not doing it in Jatun Tabi Yimbala, Jatun Yina, semi Jeran Yin to do my Yimba, Jatun Jeran Yin La Sanjay, Tong Chimbe Yi Jin Yimboji. Ah.
So that although we visualize it like a rainbow, in the sense that it's void and clarity, it's not something that is without mind. That the it is what do you say? Yeah, it has the yeshi of the knowing, yeshi, the knowing.
Oh, jinbei yi de ma ji gong gu le. Te te yin du dan da jie rang su jiu lama den dong gong se be kap su san jie ji yun ding. San jie ji yun ding de su kap su ten de san jie ji guo gong. Te la sen zhe jing de de ne san jie ji yun ding de su ten ne pa kan dong se ne ya bu yun gu le.
So that when we are reciting the Ju Lama, then it's when we come to this section about the qualities of the Buddha, then to visualize the Buddha like this very one-pointedly is very beneficial. So in general, when we're reciting the words of the Ju Lama, when it's talking about the qualities of the Buddha, then we can visualize the, or think about the Buddha. When we're thinking of the qualities of the Sangha, then we can visualize Maitreya or Jambayang, Manjushri and so on. And when we're talking about the Deshik Nimbo, then we can think about the the nature of the mind, the real nature of the mind.
Te tepa chenpo jwe lama teya tsor gomdong lo ndordoyong na ndordoyong na kandirese na semje neya lo sartong yirme yam yirme yirme ba te tene sanje ji nyingbo yinbar hibar se te tene dekhi nyingbo tenye dhamma jangde ngondu sepe tapse ya terese
jwe lama ta
oh, nyingbo doyong na
yeah, so that
he tsor mandrawa mangbo yong na yang nyingbo doyong na same general, they think you don't talk about such theories.
So that although there's many things written explaining the Jewel Lama, in fact the Ningbo, the real heart of it, is the that by
to realize.
Go on.
That.
What are you going to say?
Yeah. To realize the true nature of the mind.
I don't know what you want to say.
Okay, you say it
first. No, you say now. I've forgotten.
You forgot?
You say
so Rambuji says in brief, or as an essence, is that we have to realize the true nature of the mind. That's all.
Listen.
Tanda. So the sentence nello dekhi ningbo tela te nag kapso dekhi ningbo tela dekhi ningbo ton gomala te saja chepo konse re
so that Vajrayana. You're going to truth or
something. Truth, right? So Rupa says in Vajrayana, according to Vajrayana, to meditate on the ultimate nature of the mind is called to meditate on Mahamudra.
Then Tanda Kiranzo Kapso, Tanba Sanjay Gona, then Kosong Toka want us along here.
So that.
So Rinpoche says now you visualize him, Buddha in front, clearly, and then receive the initiation of body, speech, and mind.